Well, I just got back from Banff, where I attended the TED Summit. And I brought a portable recording device to the conference on the odd chance that I might find someone worth talking to who wanted to record a podcast. Needless to say, there were many people worth talking to, but not much time to sit down and do a podcast. But I did record one conversation with the philosopher Dan Dennett, who probably needs no introduction here. As many of you know, Dan and I have been brothers in arms for many years, along with Richard Dawkins and Christopher Hitchens, as the so-called New Atheists, or the Four Horsemen after a video by that name that we recorded in Hitch's apartment some years back. Dan and I once debated together on the same team, along with Hitch, at the Ciudad de las Ideas conference in Mexico, where we were pitted against Dinesh D'Souza and Rabbi Shmuley Botiak and Robert Wright, I believe, and Nassim Taleb got in there somehow. I hope it doesn't seem too self-serving or contemptuous of our opponents to say that we came out none the worse for wear on that occasion. And needless to say, that video is online for all to see until the end of the world. But as many of you know, Dan and I had a very barbed exchange on the topic of free will some years later, and that was a little over 2 years ago, and we never resolved it. I came out with my short book on free will, and Dan reviewed it, and then I responded to his review. And the matter was left there in a way that no one found satisfying, least of all our readers. There really was an outpouring of dismay over the tone that we took with each other. And I must say that was totally understandable. I want to begin by reading the first few paragraphs of my response to Dan's review, which includes a quotation from him, so you can hear how vexed and vexing things got. And if you're interested, you can read the whole exchange on my blog. In fact, when I post this podcast on my website, I'll provide the relevant links. So this is near the beginning of my response, written as a letter to Dan. I want to begin by reminding our readers and myself that exchanges like this aren't necessarily pointless. Perhaps you need no encouragement on that front, but I'm afraid I do. In recent years, I've spent so much time debating scientists, philosophers, and other scholars that I've begun to doubt whether any smart person retains the ability to change his mind. This is one of the great scandals of intellectual life. The virtues of rational discourse are everywhere espoused.